With NPR News in Nashville, this is 90.3 WPLN. Good morning. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. A judge has ruled that most records regarding the investigation into the Gatlinburg wildfires should be released and should never have been kept secret. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports that state officials sat on the ruling for weeks before an open records request finally brought it to light. On June 5th, a juvenile court judge said a gag order is still in place for lawyers and court officials involved in the case, but that doesn't apply and never should have applied to emergency agencies and local government. Those officials have been hiding behind a state law preventing the release of information on cases involving juveniles. Two teenage boys are accused of starting the fatal blaze, but the judge said the law should never have been used as a shield by Sevier County officials and the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. Citizens, state representatives, and the state's attorney general have all become increasingly frustrated by refusals to disclose information or even discuss the incident. They're all asking why citizens weren't alerted sooner about the fire and why it wasn't properly contained. A spokesman for TEMA says they will comply with the ruling, but claim it could take months to do so, even though the event happened last November. Gatlinburg's mayor and other Sevier County officials have not commented. The lead charter school organization is pointing out a glaring error in the district's case to deny expansion plans in Nashville. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the Metro School Board is scheduled to vote this evening on whether to approve two new schools.
LEED started some of the first privately run charters in Nashville and has tended to stay on the district's good side. But in LEED's attempt to start two more schools, the district's response bordered on scathing. The charter organization was docked for lacking diversity and its high attrition. The review team also expressed concerns about LEED having schools on the state's priority list. But according to state education officials, LEED doesn't have any schools on the current priority list. Rather, it agreed to take over two of those struggling schools. One is no longer considered underperforming, and for the other, a new list hasn't been put out since LEED was in charge. The charter operator has asked for a public correction. A statement from the school district says any necessary revisions will be addressed at the board meeting before voting on the applications. LEED's expansion request is one of the first reviewed under Superintendent Sean Joseph, and the Metro School Board has become increasingly resistant to greenlighting new charters. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.
Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says the Republican health care bill could actually be good for the state's struggling hospitals. WPLN's Chas Sisk says that Alexander is pointing to a provision that restores some funding for hospitals.
Obamacare cut the payments that hospitals received to treat the uninsured. That was because those patients were supposed to go on Medicaid. But Republicans blocked Medicaid expansion in many states, including Tennessee. Alexander says the GOP bill would reverse those cuts and in some cases would even expand the payments to hospitals.
Medicaid remains the main source of payment for many small hospitals. For that reason, the Tennessee Hospital Association says it's against the measure. The group predicts service cuts and possibly more hospital closings if the GOP health bill is approved.